On Fall Out Boy's 2018 album Mania, experimentation was the point. Vocalist and guitarist Patrick Stump says he was playing around with technology.
How much you can bend the sounds and distort the sounds and make them into different things, you know, make guitars into synthesizers and make voices into, you know, into guitars or whatever. Just make things weird.
The band's bassist and lyricist Pete Wentz says the album was sometimes purposely polarizing, and that provided some artistic direction for their new album, So Much for Stardust.
When I look at artists whose art I love, like sometimes after they make something polarizing, maybe the next thing they do is something that's more recognizably that artist.
Patrick Stump says getting back to that sound meant a welcome return to the basics in the recording studio.
I really missed having to tune a guitar for an inordinate amount of time or having to place microphones.
Dialing into that sound also netted the band their first ever number one on Billboard's Alternative Airplay chart, decades into their career, with the lead single, Love from the Other Side. I want to ask you about another song on the record, the song What a Time to Be Alive, because it has this like almost disco vibe to it. But the lyrics, if you listen closely, are a lot gloomier. We're ready to live stream the apocalypse, for example. And later in the song, you say that you've got the quarantine blues. So how much is this song and really the whole record a product of that isolation that we all lived through during the pandemic?
It's interesting because, right, like the pandemic and quarantining was like such a big part of everyone pretty much on the planet's life. But I think we were nervous to be like heavily referential of it in the way that, like, you know, it just feels like there is a lot of art and it really cements it as like, this happened at this exact moment, like, and doesn't let the art, you know.
Yeah, it's the sedimentary rock in the, you know, where you can see that big line in the stone, you know, on the side of the mountain.
Yeah, and so I feel like we, like, quarantine blues is maybe kind of the only real reference, but, like, I love the idea of the saddest New Year's song ever. Like, you're like, that was, like, the worst year of all time.
What a Time to Be Alive had this just double meaning where I saw that line and it just inspired me. I was like, yeah, I want to make the kind of song that you play at a wedding and don't really pay attention to how absolutely bleak it is. It's just miserable. I wanted like the darkest party song.
I know you all are about to be kicking off a major tour. How does it feel to be getting back out there to be performing this music in front of people?
I get pretty stressed about leaving, just like being with your family and stuff. So I'm excited about it because I think we put that intention into the record that like the art has to be worth going out and touring it and taking it around the world. So, and on that level, I'm pretty excited, and I'm pretty excited about the stage show we're going to do.
What about you, Patrick? How are you feeling about getting back on tour?
I'm always anxious. We kind of do go a little bit overboard in the studio sometimes, you know, in terms of the layers of things and the counter melodies and the parts and the harmonies. And it's like the record as it's recorded is very much, you know, the hero version of the song, and you should aim for it to sound like that. You have to figure out some way to translate that live and still achieve something that satiates the people that love that record.
There's also this sort of quirky interlude on the album, a song called The Pink Seashell, which features an Ethan Hawke monologue from Reality Bites, the movie. What made you want to include that on this album?
I always loved this monologue.
But then I realized that the shell's empty. There's no point to any of this. It's all just a random lottery of...
It stands out from Reality Bites to me because this feeling creeps up inside me all the time. Like, I always, you know, I listen to music and I make art and I go to therapy and I hang out and present with my kids and play sports. And it, all that stuff kind of makes it go away. But, like, it creeps up inside. Just the idea of, like, maybe there aren't any answers. Like, maybe it's just, like, you're just here because.
And I sit back and I ride my own mill.
The day that this album was announced, your lead guitarist, Joe Troman, announced that he'd be stepping away from the band for an indefinite period of time for his mental health. And I have to imagine that's been a really big change for you all.
Yeah, it's been weird because, you know, we miss him tremendously. It's very strange to go out and promote something that he was, you know, fully a part of without him. So that's a little uncomfortable, to be honest, but I think he had kind of, in a lot of ways, suffered in private. He was anxious that he was letting us down or something. And I was like, dude, like, we've done this together for, you know, 22 years. You know, we're in your corner. And, you know, we've been checking in with him regularly. So he's still very much in all of the conversations. You know, he's on all the emails. He replies to everything. He's like part of it. But he doesn't physically get to be there. He's still part of the game with us, you know?
Yeah. As you mentioned, you all have been doing this together for decades at this point. How are you thinking about this phase of your career and where you want to go and grow next?
I mean, I feel really lucky. Like, none of it was supposed to happen this way, I don't think, you know? Like, from us going on TRL as this, like, kind of terrible weird punk band, and you know, like, we got shot into this like vortex that I think it's very easy to like get chewed up and kind of spit out. And I think that a big thing that I'm proud of is that we just like we came out the other side, you know, we like survived it.
Yeah, I do want to say too that I'm not particularly interested in just resting creatively and going out and being a business, you know, like, and going out and just playing all the old hits, you know, we'll do that. But I also really am driven by creating something new. There's nothing more exciting to me than when Pete sends me lyrics. When I open that email, that's how the tour starts, you know what I mean?
Patrick Stump and Pete Wentz of Fall Out Boy. Their latest album, So Much for Stardust, is out today. Thank you all so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.